or three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Hi, my name is Savannah Shea, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Hey, we're Girl Dad, and you listen to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yo, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Priwaru
Champe, and you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM here in Richmond.
Champe, boom, bang, bang, yeah.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Rock Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board. Some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of Europe. Throw down straight down rock and roll away. Hey, roll away. Body of rich in Burundi. Argentina in Armenia.
Dojli, it's time for Cause and Effect. Yes, it is. Time for Cause and Effect. This is Bill from Global Agogo here with you this afternoon, bringing you a very special edition of Cause and Effect, the WRIR program that focuses on an individual artist and digs into their origin, development, influences, peers, the artists that they've influenced, and of course a healthy dose of their own music as well. And our focus today is going to be on the band Chicha Libre, who have popularized the style of music called chicha around the world since they started in 2006. Chicha is the psychedelic cumbia of Peru of the 1960s, 70s, and 80s that largely went unheard outside of Peru until a fellow named Olivier Conan heard it. And Olivier is the founder of Chicha Libre, and he's their front man, singer, songwriter. He plays the cuatro, which is like a small guitar. And before he started the band, though, he curated and released two albums on his own record label called The Roots of Chicha. And this introduced the style of music to thousands, if not millions, actually, of listeners, including me. That's where I first heard it myself. And the idea for today's show is that Olivier would be here with me right now in the studio to help do cause and effect, like from the horse's mouth. Unfortunately, the logistics of being on tour, being what they are, he's not going to be here in time. He will be here in time this evening to perform with Chicha Libre at the Get Tight Lounge. Door time for that show is 7:30 this evening, and opening for Chicha Libre will be the Turkish improvised psychedelic drone of Zarave. So, anyway, this is going to be Chicha Libre, not quite straight from the horse's mouth, but Olivier and I have definitely discussed the program, and he'll tell me tonight what he thought of the track list that I put together for the show. So we're going to get started today with four in a row from Chicha Libre, just to introduce you to their music and what they sound like, and then we'll get into all of the other cause and effect elements after that. So I hope you enjoy the journey with me today here on Cause and Effect, covering the band Chicha Libre, performing tonight here in Richmond.
This is Joshua Camp from the band Chicha Libre, and you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm from the south side of Richmond, and I play music for the Peruvian Amazon.
Is the music of Chicha Libre right here on Cause and Effect. They will be performing tonight at the Get Tight Lounge. Tickets for that show available online and will be sold at the door as well. And you just heard a track from their debut album called Sonido Amazónico from 2008. And that was called Primavera en la Selva. That is based on the spring movement of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons Violin Concerto, which you have undoubtedly heard if you've ever been on hold on a phone call or in a shopping mall. Those would be the main places that you would hear that. This is the point in this program where if Olivier was here, which he's not going to be here, unfortunately, this afternoon, Olivier Conan, the founder of Chicha Libre and band leader, they are on the road right now. So not here in time to be here on the radio. But if he were here, which was our original plan, I would be asking him right about now about something that he would once said about how he kind of regrets the name that he gave to the band and that it shouldn't have the word Chicha in it, because he says, we don't really play Chicha. We play our own thing that's influenced by Chicha. And you could really hear that in that last set. And I think the songs were kind of chosen for that purpose. Certainly, Primavera en la Selva is an example. The song before that was El Canicero de Chicago from their great album Canibalismo from 2012, which I've just said recently on my own show Global Agogo a few weeks ago. That's one of my favorite albums of the whole first quarter of the 21st century. It's like one of the 10 best, probably, I would say, of that whole period. And before that, we heard something from their latest recording, which is a four-track EP called Tequila y Aguardiente, and came out in last year, like about a year ago now. And it's a project where they're collaborating with two of the younger bands that they that Olivier in particular has really provided a lot of assistance to. One of them is Son Rompepera from Mexico, who you guys got to see here in Richmond at the Folk Festival a few years ago. And the other, another band that you got to see here in Richmond too, La Sonora Masuden from Bogota, Colombia, who played at Get Tight about a year ago now. From that EP, we heard Caminitos de Mi Pueblo with Chicha Libre collaborating with La Sonora Masuden on that song. And that is a song that was originally recorded by the Polibio Mayorga, great cumbiambero from Ecuador, a really unique musician. And we started off the show with another song from Canibalismo, La Danza del Millonario from Chicha Libre. And you're listening to Cause and Effect here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the Tower of Low Power. And this is Bill from Global Agogo bringing you a whole Cause and Effect episode on the band Chicha Libre. And we'll get right back into the music in just a second. But before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Everybody knows not to put their hands in the mouth of a snake, but accidents happen. So if a venomous snake bites you or someone near you, call Poison Help at 1-800-222-1222 right away. Their experts will determine if the snake is venomous and tell you what signs to watch for and what to do. Even if the snake is not venomous, you will need to wash the wound and check with your doctor. Do not check with Robert Kennedy Jr., but check with your doctor. You may need a tetanus booster shot. And that is a public service announcement from your community radio station, WRIR, and one that's almost way too personal, because I almost put my hand right on a snake yesterday in my chicken coop, and I was not at all happy about that. So I thought I would do something public-minded with that piece of information. Now, this next set is going to be my attempt to give you an overview of Chicha in a few songs. And I figure that Olivier will not object to the songs that I've chosen, because I'm going to play you all the songs I'm going to play you in this next set are from the two compilations that he put out himself on Barbez Records, a record label that he started for the purpose of putting out these two compilations, The Roots of Chicha and The Roots of Chicha 2. These are some of my favorites from those sets. We'll start with probably the best known Chicha song of all time, but it's only the best known by accident, because it was used in a TV commercial for Nescafe coffee all over the world. Not this version, but another version of the song. But this is the original version of this song. If you recognize it, that's probably why. It's called Colequiela, and it's by Los Ilusionistas from 1977. Right here on Cause and Effect.
y estoy sufriendo, colegiala de mi amor.
There's five classics of the chicha genre there on Cause and Effect. And first thing that you probably noticed was that Chicha Libre doesn't really sound like they're playing the chicha classics. They're playing stuff absolutely their own way. That last one, Huareco y Sucumbo from Pucallpa, which is in the heart of the Peruvian Amazon. And that song was called Ya Se Ha Muerto Mi Abuelo from 1979. And that... Of all the tracks that I played you, that one is the one that makes me think the most of Chicha Libre, because so much of the chicha music that you like, the stuff that you heard before that, is driven by the guitars. The guitar is really the key lead instrument. And in Chicha Libre, it's the guitar absolutely shares that job with the organ or accordion or whatever kind of keyboard. And there's one that was really just driven by the keyboards. And that's not unheard of in chicha music, but it is kind of unusual and one of the best examples of that type of thing that I know of. Huareco y Sucumbo. Now, before that, we heard from Chacalón y La Nueva Crema, and really, I don't have enough time to tell you about Chacalón, who is probably the most important chicha artist to Peruvians. For some Peruvians, even still today, he's like a godlike figure. I swear, people actually like pray to him and stuff like that. And especially this is true for migrants from the Andes, from the mountains, who have come to the cities. And Peru has really got three distinct geographic regions. There's the coastal area, there's the mountains, and there's the selva or the jungle. And chicha music is made in all three places. And this is a point where I wish Olivier was standing next to me. He could tell us a lot more about the difference between the musicians who are from those different places, or whose origins, whose families are from the different places. So Chacalón, for example, grew up in the slums of Lima, but his parents are Andean. And so he is just a real representative of that culture in Peru. So Chacalón y La Nueva Crema, we heard A Trabajar from 1982. Before that, we heard from Los Mirlos, who you also heard as the last track on Paul's Boutique with Paul G, which was really a fortuitous choice on his part. So thank you, Paul, for playing that. We heard Sonido Amazónico from Los Mirlos from 1975. Los Mirlos are still active. New generation of musicians mostly, and they just became the first Peruvian band to play Coachella. That happened this year. And Olivier says the first chicha song he ever heard, this is when he went to Peru, and he didn't know anything about this music until he got there and heard it. And the first song he heard was by Los Mirlos. But I can't tell you what song it is. Maybe he would be able to tell us that. He might not remember. I don't know. Before that, Los Wemblers de Iquitos, another band from deep in the jungle, Iquitos, the largest city in the world that you can't drive into or out of. You have to get there either by boat or by plane. And this is where the movie Fitzcarraldo by Werner Herzog is set. So if you've seen that, you got an idea of what it must look like there. This is a band that Olivier brought to the USA. They played here in Richmond at the Folk Festival in 2017 and now have done a couple of American tours. Again, a multi-generational group now. We heard La Danza del Petrolero from 1975. And we started the set with Walter León and Los Ilusionistas and Colegiala, made famous by Nescafé. And you're listening to Cause and Effect here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. And we're focusing on the band Chicha Libre, who are going to be playing tonight here in Richmond at the Get Tight Lounge. That show, doors for that show open at 7:30 tonight. And Zarave from right here in Richmond is going to be the opening act. And Chicha Libre, their first appearance here in Richmond in, I don't have this written down, but I want to say it's probably 11 years or something like that. The band kind of, it's not so much disbanded, it kind of went on hiatus for a number of years, but they're back and back on the road, and that's like super exciting. It's one of my favorite bands, so I'm really excited about seeing this show myself this evening. And we're going to get back into the music here in just a moment, but let me do this piece of business for you first.
We know it's 2025, and there are a lot of reasons to despair. But just remember, victory stories are possible. You're listening to one every time you turn your radio to 97.3 LPFM. Stay tuned throughout 2025 as we drop new episodes of The Means of Production, an all-new audio documentary series celebrating the media activists and radio rebels and just everyday Richmond people who shaped your community radio station.
We're a bunch of normal people from Richmond, Virginia, who came together and changed the fabric of the United States.
First Fridays, 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
All right, and back to Cause and Effect here on 97.3, focusing on the music of Chicha Libre. And this next set of music is going to be songs that either influenced the genre of Chicha or influenced Olivier Conan himself. A little of both, depending on how much time. We'll take this one up to the top of the hour. And I'll say this. There's really three legs to the Chicha stool music-wise. There's three key elements that you'll hear in that from other genres in that style of music. You've got cumbia is the first leg. The second leg is psychedelic rock. And the third leg is surf rock. And so those are the three biggest influences on the style. We'll try to get as much of those into this set as we can. But I also want to talk about Olivier's own influences, because he was listening to Latin music or tropical music, as you would call it, for quite a long time before he ever heard Chicha. And let me start with something that he cited as one of his favorite records, which is Lo Malo by Willie Colon and Hector Lavoe. And we'll play the most famous song from that great 1973 Fania Records album. This is called Calle Luna, Calle Sol, right here on Cause and Effect. We'll be right back.
Cecilia coronada fuiste tú, aclamada entre las 15 flores. Te lo mereces, Marta, que te cante el andero. Te lo mereces, Marta, que te cante el andero. Eres una cosa exacta, ay, a los ángeles del cielo.
You can crush us, you can.